Duke Dant, Dal Erickson live in the SBI radio studios this morning. Switching gears back to volleyball and the 4A bracket with Coach Brandy Taylor joining us live from Casper this morning. Hey, Coach, how are you today?
Great. Good morning. Glad to be here.
So, Coach, we were grateful that you and Lacey Spaulding were able to bring us the action last night. And I was listening and just wanted to get your impressions first of what you saw last night.
Yeah, you know, the Lady Braves kind of had a slow start and a tough go. Definitely played a little uncharacteristic of what we've seen all season. And you've got to give some credit to Laramie because they came out on the charge playing tough right from the first whistle. And I think kind of caught the Lady Braves off guard a little bit. They seemed a little shell-shocked in that first set. You know, state volleyball is such a different setting and teams have really experienced through most of the season. We came over to the Casper Invitational back in September, and they do that tournament here at the Event Center very similar to how they run the state tournament. So the teams do get a little taste of it there. But, you know, state volleyball is you know, kind of a beast of its own, and kids get those nerves and kind of that anxiety. And I really saw that on some faces of the Lady Braves last night, as the match went on, the eyes got bigger. They really dug themselves some holes in every set and then struggled to dig out of that and get back in the match and just never really could.
Randy, as you were calling the game with Lacey last night, you guys were mentioning throughout the broadcast several times how good Laramie was doing at the net, and it really sounded like, and Dal and I have touched on this, but it really sounded like Star Valley had a hard time getting through the blockers from the Laramie side.
Yeah, you know, you look at Laramie's roster, and they're pretty young, but they're big. You know, I think we mentioned a few times there at least three sophomores that are 6 foot or taller, and you know, the youth, you know, obviously plays a factor sometimes, but you can't coach that height. And so those kids had big arms up over the net, and they really did a good job of closing their block. And, you know, their scouting report, I'm sure, was mainly focused on our two outside hitters, Otessa Olson and McKenna Brogue. And they were waiting for those two most of the time. And our outside hitters kind of had a tough time getting it through that block and around that block. And so Laramie did a great job defensively, I think.
Coach, the other thing that stood out to me from the description of what you and Lacey were saying last night, you talk about playing uncharacteristic, and one of the things that stood out to me was it sounded like the Lady Braves struggled with the initial pass a lot last night. So was that a result of the Laramie service game, or was it just not their night last night? Because it seemed like Star Valley struggled to put together a string of play where they could put their hitters in the best position.
Yeah, I think it maybe was a little combination of both. You know, Laramie kept serving the ball pretty deep, which, you know, makes our passers kind of have to back up, and then they end up taking the ball kind of up on their elbows a lot, or they try to take it above their head as a overhead pass. And, you know, that makes it a little bit tougher to get that ball right front for Kaylee Hale, where she can then put it where our hitters need it in order to get around that big block. So, in my opinion, that was definitely the biggest factor in the match was our serve receive, and I would be interested to look at some statistics on, as a team, what our serve receive numbers ended up being last night, because I do feel like that's something that the Lady Braves really struggled with early on. And a lot of times, you know, you'll see teams kind of settle in and start to pass the ball a little bit better when that happens, but I don't feel like that ever really happened for us. But Laramie had just about every girl jump serving, and most of those were pretty deep to our back end line there, and they did not miss a lot of serves either, which I think was a factor that actually, you know, helped them keep putting the pressure on our passers and not give them much of a relief or a break, you know, to kind of catch their wind and refocus. So Laramie did a nice job serving, and again, you know, we just kind of struggled with that first contact, which, if you don't know the game of volleyball, that's probably the most important contact of the three is that, that serve receive, that first ball. If it doesn't get where it needs to go, then nothing else falls into place.
Randy Taylor with us live this morning on First Bank Sports Friday, calling from Casper and State Volleyball. So the Lady Braves now in the consolation bracket today, Brandy, and they take on Cheyenne Central this afternoon. 2:30 is when that's scheduled to begin, but we'll just plan on like 3 right. or 3:30. What is Star Valley now doing to maybe correct how things went yesterday and try and come out and have a better showing this afternoon against Cheyenne Central?
Well, you know, obviously they need to bounce back. And, you know, they were able to do that last weekend at regionals after a tough loss in the semifinals. So I look for them to be able to do that again. I visited with a few of the coaches this morning, and, you know, they say obviously the girls were disappointed last night, but, you know, they feel like they're handling things well and ready to get back on the court today. They'll be the second match today. And, you know, Cheyenne Central kind of got routed by Kelly Walsh yesterday in three quick sets, and you know they may be feeling the sting from that a little bit too. So I look for the Lady Braves to rebound today and come back and play the way that they have most of the season and be able to get a victory and stay into the consolation bracket.
In terms of the mentality of the state championship, I mean, and this kind of crosses over to every sport, but that readjustment of goals after maybe things don't go the way that you want in that opening round, how important is that, the mental aspect of that? Because you've been on both sides of this. You've won a lot of championships, and you've also had some teams that have had some disappointments too.
Yeah, you know, Lacey and I were talking about this last night after the match, that there's really two trophies you want to try to walk away with from this state tournament. Obviously, the state championship is your number one goal, but when that doesn't happen, that consolation championship trophy is still one that you can hold your head high and be proud of what you accomplished over the season. And I think that's hopefully what the Lady Braves are going to refocus on and look towards in the next 2 days, because I do feel like they are one of the top three teams in the state, if not one of the top two teams. But that, you know, that obviously the loss last night puts that out of reach, but I do feel like they do have the caliber of a team that can still end up as, a third place team in the 4A conference.
Coach Taylor, thank you so much for your time. Of course, Star Valley taking on Cheyenne Central this afternoon, scheduled for 2:30 in the elimination match. Live audio on SVI2 at SVINews.com and also on Swift 98 as well. One final question for you, Coach Taylor. Of course, you have a lot of fond memories over the years at the Casper Event Center and state volleyball, and I'm hoping you'll reminisce with us a little bit this morning. When you look back, maybe going back to when you were a coach and competing at the event center, you know, what sticks out to you and what were some of your fond memories, and what are you hoping that the girls gain from this experience?
Well, you know, again, we were kind of talking about this a little bit last night. I've seen a lot of former players there yesterday and last year too, and you know, that always warms my heart to see those former players back watching the state tournament, some of them even involved in coaching, because I know that they love the game, and I, that's one thing that I always kind of tried to convey to my players in the past was, you know, regardless of the outcome, and it was wonderful to win those state championships, but I always hope they walk away with a love of the game and those memories that they got to spend with their teammates and their coaches, and that, you know, they look back and smile on the state tournament and on our season. So, you know, it's just a wonderful atmosphere over here with the four matches all going on at the same time. And there were some upsets yesterday, which is, you know, heartbreaking for kids to go through that. And then the kids that beat the number one seed, there was a big upset last night with Pine Bluffs and Rocky Mountain. And, you know, it was really neat to see that, that upset. You know, you see the heartbreak on one side and the excitement on the other. And, you know, and those are the memories that the kids will remember for a long, long time. And those are the things that I remember, and the celebrations in the locker room and the fun bus rides home and just things that kids will hold on to for probably the rest of their lives and friendships that they build that they'll keep forever too.
Coach Brandy Taylor, thanks so much for your time, Brandy, and we'll be listening this afternoon. Thank you.
All right, great. We will talk to you then. Thanks.
All right. First Bank Sports Friday this morning. Again, Lady Braves serve up against Cheyenne Central, scheduled for 2:30 this afternoon in the elimination match in the consolation bracket. Audio on SBI 2 and on Swift 98.